Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. I'm your host, Kimberly Hill, and this podcast is all about life and dating and relationships and navigating this intoxicatingly tricky world that we are all in. I want to bring you humor, I want to bring you fun, I want to bring you practical advice that you can apply right away in your lives, in your dating lives, and in your relationships. So thank you all for tuning in. I look forward to bringing you another episode. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Self-Confidence Project. I am your host, Kimberly, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We're in the thick of winter here, and it's been raining for 5 days straight. I'm excited to explore today's episode because I'm going to be talking about some of my thoughts around why dating is feeling so difficult for so many people, and you know why there's this trend, of course, of multiple dating and relationship coaches out there, you know, offering their services, offering help. But I want to shed light as to, you know, what are some reasons why people, especially in their 20s, 30s, 40s, are struggling so much when it comes to dating, getting to know other people. And, you know, just some of these reasons might shed light as to why you might feel you're struggling in this area. And then, of course, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the ideas of what you can do to lessen the frustration, to lessen the stress, and dial up the enjoyment, and dial up the fun. Because, you know, getting to know other people, when we think about, oh, I got to date again, it's like, oh, I dread this thing. And why has it become something that we dread? Why isn't dating something that we are excited about, proud about? And I want to share why. So that's what we're going to dive into in today's episode. Now, if you're new to this podcast, firstly, welcome aboard. I talk all things life, dating, and relationships. And I've been doing it for a couple of years now. So if you're new, welcome aboard. You've got a long list of great episodes to go back and listen to. And if you've been supporting my show for some time, well, thank you very much. You know, I put content out every week here and across other platforms. And it's good to know that this is getting out to people across the world and that it's helping and making an impact, because that is why I'm here and this is why I do this. So if you guys don't know what I do as a coach, yes, I put a lot of content out there. And that's, you know, that's my marketing, essentially. And it's my free content that's offered to help and support and create perspectives, challenge thinking, encourage conflict, argument in a healthy way. But what I do primarily and have done for many years now is I work one-on-one with men and recently some women too. So if you're a lady that's been listening to my show and you like my perspectives, you know, there's an opportunity for us to work together too. But my focus is, you know, really on helping men to navigate the stressors that they are experiencing with dating, with their own self-esteem, confidence, doubt, or with their newly forming relationships, so that they can get through that phase, right? So they can understand themselves, so they can feel more confident, feel more clear. Ultimately, my goal, and ultimately the goal of working with a coach, is to help you reach your goals. So I work one-on-one with men and have done for many years now. Worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men now on a one-on-one basis, usually for around a few months, sometimes longer, sometimes a little shorter, to, you know, be in your corner, to help you understand the thought processes you're having when it comes to dating, to help you deal with the looping thoughts, the anxiety, the stress that you're going through, to help you get clear on what your worth is and what kind of woman and relationship you want to attract, and then help you get out there and find that. And I've had the pleasure and the honor of working with some incredible men across all of North America. I've worked with men in Europe, specifically the UK, as well as men in Australia, because I lived there for so many years too, so I understand the Australian culture, the people, the areas, of course, as well, which helps. I'm very well traveled, very lucky to have been to over 33 countries in my years that I've been on this planet. And really, my goal is to be in your corner and to help you navigate the challenging and nuanced, you know, phase of dating so that you can find someone that you're madly in love with, have a really healthy relationship, and not repeat the same patterns that you have in the past. So if you've got a pattern of attracting emotionally unavailable women, you've got a pattern of attracting critical women, you got a pattern of short, fusey, you know, toxic relationships, then yeah, you need to get a little support and direction as to break that pattern, because it's not just about who you're choosing, it's why you're choosing these people. And it's just, you know, it's amazing work to be able to go and dive deep with the men that I do and help them to kind of navigate the dating space and have a lot of success with amazing women. So I want to just, you know, put that reminder out there that if, you know, you aren't feeling like dating is going your way, or you're not having the best success with dating, then it's a great opportunity to work with a coach, whether it's myself or someone else. Finding the right coach and the right fit is hugely, hugely important. But if you like my vibe, you resonate with my content, you enjoy the way I talk about things, you know that I'm the person that's going to have your best interest in mind, then I do welcome you to get on a complimentary consultation with me, right? This is a free dating strategy call. We get to know each other. We talk about what's going on for you. We make sure I'm the right fit for you. And if we are, then we start a beautiful relationship where I'm going to help you achieve what's really important to you. And the men that I have worked with, I've been so fortunate that, you know, they get great results. They dig deep and do the work. And it's just so much fun to show up and be a coach in this space. So there's a little kind of pitch and reminder that if you're wanting some support, you're listening to all this content, but you're not finding that you're able to apply it as easily, then that's where, you know, working with a coach can help you with the implementation, the action, getting through those thoughts that might be holding you back so you can actually reach the results that you want to have with dating, whether that's just dating better women, having more fun dating, you know, actually getting into a really deeply loving relationship and potentially developing some of the skills that maybe you feel like you don't have. So book that call, because January is off to a really good start, and I am capping the amount of individuals I work with throughout the year. And so, you know, you want to definitely get in early if 2024 is the year that you want to, you know, really improve yourself and find a deeply loving relationship. So today I do want to talk about some of the reasons why dating is really difficult. Maybe you're going to resonate with some of these, maybe not some of these areas, and that's okay. But I just want to kind of just anecdotally share, you know, why I, as a dating coach, I see so much frustration and stress and challenge. And the first is, of course, you know, changing societal norms, right? Over the last 50 years, norms around how we date, what kind of relationships we have, and the roles that men and women play in their relationships have drastically changed. Okay, so there's no way to avoid that fact. That's just what you can witness and see all around you, is that people have changed the way we think about relationships, the way we think about work, the way we think about the division of labor, the way we think men and women should be treated. It has changed. And that, if for the better in so many areas, but in some areas it has led to a lot of confusion, to a lot of challenges for people that are navigating the dating scene, especially if you are trying to kind of aim for reconciled traditional expectations with more modern values. You're trying to, you know, if you're a little bit more of a traditionalist, that the man should provide and the woman should run the household and you have kids and marriage is sacred, and maybe you don't necessarily feel that way, or your partner that you're dating doesn't feel that way. So, you know, where do you reconcile these values with people that have really differing traditions and differing views? So changing societal norms is causing some stress and causing some frustration when it comes to dating, because we have different expectations of each other now, and that can pose a little bit challenging for some of us. Now, of course, when it comes to things like career, how does that affect dating? Well, because there's such a big shift and has been such a big shift towards prioritizing education, developing careers, women getting in the workforce, them, you know, getting their masters, like going to school for so long and investing so much time into their education. Well, these women don't want to necessarily give that up. So if they graduate high school, go to college, go to university, spend 10 years developing a craft, a trade, a certain career, then they want to focus on their professional lives because they just invested so much time into that. And that can, what can that do? Well, it can delay serious commitment that these women might make to a partner. That can impact the dating landscape. And of course, if a woman who's very focused on her career gets together with a man who's also very focused on his career, well, you know, where is the time together when you start a family? What kind of relationship are you having? Are you both traveling? How do you spend time together? It just poses a lot of questions and potentially some frustration. So as we prioritize our careers, is that at the opportunity cost of prioritizing relationships, right? If we're spending 10 years learning the skills to be successful in business and none of those 10 years learning the skills to be successful in a relationship, maybe it's going to be negatively impacting how we show up in those relationships. Just a thought. Now, without a doubt, I have to mention technology, social media, because, you know, dating online now, using dating apps is the norm. It's not the exception. Going online to find affair partners, going online to watch porn, going and to the movies and seeing Hollywood's idea of what romance is. Like, this is really transforming the way we view the world, the way we interact with other people, the way we form relationships. You know, if you're single and lonely, do you just swipe aimlessly on dating apps or just watch a bunch of porn, or do you watch a chick flick and cry? Like, what is going on? Like, what kind of information are we feeding ourselves, and how is this impacting how we feel we can connect to people? So many people I hear just go, like, they don't have good friends in their lives anymore. They're so lonely because the connection that they do have is all online. And, you know, comparison is the thief of joy, as goes the quote. So it's leading to a lot of inadequacy, a lot of unhealthy comparison. It's leading to unrealistic expectations of what the hell a relationship is. And it's going to make dating more challenging. So while social media, technology, dating apps can be a good tool, can be really beneficial to us, I have to be a pro for it as well, because, you know, I met my partner on a dating app, but at the same time, how is it negatively impacting the mindset and the way that people connect and interact with each other? What do you think? How has dating apps supported your life? How has social media supported your life? Or conversely, how has it, you know, hurt your life? And what is it, what opportunities has it taken from you? Now, there's also the complexities of online dating, you know, like breadcrumbing, ghosting, catfishing, focusing on superficial qualities, AI generated photos on your dating profile, filters on women. Whoa. Are we even connecting with a real person or just a visualization of that person? So that's complicated. You know, I hear stories about guys, they connect with a woman online, they create a connection, then they go meet her in real life and she doesn't look like her photos. And that's stressful. That sucks. You know, you invest time, emotional energy, and it's not that looks are the most important thing, but that's deception. I'm not going to start a relationship with someone who deceives me, especially if it's because of their own insecurity. Now they're not only a deceptive individual, but they're an insecure individual. Two main reasons why I'm not interested, and you shouldn't be either, right? So that person needs to do some of their own healing, right? And I'm all for filters and making yourself look beautiful. And I don't not use them. I use them. Of course I do. But on a dating profile, I think I would have a little bit of a moral standard there if I was dating again, not to have completely faked out photos. Because if I saw a man with completely faked out photos, I don't know how I feel about that. So online dating complexities, you know, they're frustrating, and that might be causing you frustration when it comes to dating. Now, what about fear of commitment? There are such high divorce rates, and they're really challenging. Divorces are incredibly challenging to go through. There's a huge emphasis these days on personal freedom, do what you want, live your life, go travel the world, you know, don't settle. And that creates a bit of a reluctance to commit because we think, oh, commitment is this big, scary, awful thing. Especially when we're younger. But is that really the case? Is it a big, scary thing? So why have we become so afraid to commit? And that leads to, you know, there's a big trend towards delaying marriage. People in their 20s, 30s, 40s, they're focusing on their own development, their hobbies, their passions, their individual pursuits before they settle down. And I understand the mindset. It's like, I want to be the person I want to be before I settle. Because again, this mindset is that when I settle, I have to give up all these things. And that is not what I believe in relationships. I believe two people co-create a loving relationship and can encourage and inspire each other to develop even more appropriately or develop even further, and you can still have individual pursuits when you're in a relationship. Yeah, there's compromise and there's commitment and there's a sacrifice to having a relationship, but it's a sacrifice worth making with the right person. Relationships are beautiful. Healthy relationships are beautiful. So there's fear of commitment. There's delaying in marriage. There's a pressure, economic pressure. There's debt everywhere. People are broke as fuck, right? Like, oh, I can't get married or afford a wedding or all this stuff or buy a home. And it's like, I don't even want to go there. Dating, and I'm sure guys think that, you know, being with a woman is hugely expensive. So, you know, if you're not in the top 1% of earners in the United States, then it's like, wow, how can you afford to date, afford to take care of these people? And there's so much pressure here. It's an expensive world that we live in, and the rising cost of living. It's like, well, can you afford, you know, to be paying potentially at some point for someone else? So there's a lot of pressure too. Now, the one I want to talk about is how this impacts our mindset, emotions. There's so much emotional baggage. Look around you. Look around your friend group, your family group. Someone is suffering from something, from anxiety, depression, maybe even personality disorders. There's so much trauma, emotional abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. It's rampant. It's out there. Family issues, toxic breakups, you know, physical altercations in relationships. There's a lot of stuff going on that is hurting people, damaging people, impacting us, our ability to form, maintain healthy connections, because we're learning that these negative behaviors are maybe okay. Is that what's happening? What do you guys think? What do you think is causing so much emotional stress and baggage and anxiety? Is it everything I mentioned before? Is it social media? Is it changing expectations? Why are so many people hurting and struggling? Why is there so much focus on mental health? You know? So as you get out there and date, you've got this emotional baggage, and of course we need to be addressing it and dealing with it. Nobody's perfect, but some people aren't addressing it or dealing with it. They're going from person to person and causing harm and causing hurt. And so if you've been one of those people that's been on the receiving end of hurt, or you've been one of those people that have caused a lot of hurt, and you get that out there and date again, you know, maybe you're going to be more cautious, more nervous, or even more emotionally unstable. It's tough, and this podcast is sounding super negative as I go through these reasons, but let's be honest and address some of these things, right? And then there's high expectations. So even with all of this stuff going on, there's still people that go, I want the perfect partner. There's no perfect partner. Where did this idea come from? There is no perfect person for you. There's no perfect person out there. There is no perfect person that's going to love everything that you love and hate everything that you hate. This quest for this soulmate, this twin flame stuff, is just creating so much pressure and frustration. And it's just like, no, it's not real life. There's great people, compatible people for you, but finding someone and committing to them is not the end. It's the beginning of co-creating a beautiful relationship. So if you're not in the right mindset or have the right belief to know that entering a relationship is the start of the joy, the fun, the satisfaction, the sex, but also the hard work, the compromise, the conversations, and all of that. We need to adjust expectations. Instead of them being high or unrealistic, they need to be realistic, right? And then we have such bad communication. And I was such a bad communicator, and I still have so much further to go in my own communication, but we have really got this challenge in our society to ask for what we need, to speak clearly, to be direct. We're passive aggressive. We beat around the bush. We try and protest in actions versus ask for what we really need. We're so afraid as a society to say to someone, hey, I need to be loved more by you. And because we have such lack of communication, this fear of vulnerability, this, you know, onslaught of text messaging and misinterpretation of things causes a lot of anxiety, overthinking, and of course, communication challenges. So there's a lot going on that's going to make dating feel really hard. And I don't want this podcast to be doom and gloomy, because I, you know, I want people to know that dating can be such a beautiful thing. Putting yourself out there, if you're working on yourself and you know that you have great value and you're a good catch and you're a great person, as you meet new people, you see this as a wonderful opportunity to connect with someone. and you go on a date, and even if you leave that date going, I don't see this as a romantic partner for me, you got to meet someone, you got to learn about someone's life, you got to go out in the world and have a good time. And when we view it like that, when we reduce these crazy expectations and have an intention to connect with someone meaningfully, then dating is really enjoyable, because you don't see it as, oh, another failure. Oh, that one didn't work out. Oh, she's not right for me. Oh, he's not right for me. You go, that was a cool person. No, I don't see them for me romantically, but I'm glad I got a chance to go out and have a good meal or enjoy a coffee and get some fresh air and talk to somebody new. And as I do that, I learn more about myself and what I want and what I don't want. And that's enjoyable. Unless you're dating and you're feeling desperate and needy and you need someone and you have to have a partner right away, then you're not dating with that intention of connection and really learning about somebody. So when we go out and we have that mindset, we connect, right? When we go out, we have the mindset that, you know, I'm really deserving of love and I know that there's someone out there for me. And I am happy to be looking for that person, because I know when I find them, then that's a whole new chapter of my life is going to unfold. So there's hope, and there's so many people making great connections out there. There are equally a number of people that are struggling in their connections. And so if you are noticing that these things are impacting you negatively, or you're struggling to go out with the right mindset in dating, or you have beliefs that are really holding you back, such as you think you're not worthy or not good enough, or there's no one out there for you, then I do encourage you to get support, because it's shifting these mindsets and working through your own internal dialogue before you get out there and meet people. It's going to be really helpful for you. That's the kind of work I do, and I imagine the kind of work other coaches do, although I'm not 100% sure the route and the path that other dating coaches take. I like to focus on the inner person, your internal awareness, and then we work on all the skills and strategies and tactics and how to text and how to improve communication. But it all starts with you loving yourself first. So these are reasons why people are struggling. These are reasons why dating feels complicated. These are reasons why people are reaching out to follow coaches or listen to podcasts or read books, because we're trying to find the answer, the solution. We're trying to fix the process. We're trying to fix dating. Well, dating landscape is what it is. You're not going to change the dating landscape. That's going to shift culturally as a society, right? But what you can change is how you show up in it, how you feel about it, how you operate, the thoughts you have, the behaviors you exhibit, the people that you go on dates with. That's what you can control. And if you can learn to control that in a healthy way, you can have fun dating, you can have success, just like a lot of my great clients. So hopefully you enjoyed today's podcast. There was some insight, some perspective. You're not feeling all doom and gloomy. That's certainly not the intent. I want you to know that there's people out there that are dying to meet you guys. Girls, anyone out there dating, right? We do still crave connection. And if that's what you're craving, just know that there's someone out there that's also craving that too. So thanks so much for tuning into today's show. I look forward to bringing you another episode next week. Ciao.